That's not going to happen because it's past 10 and the guest isn't here. Hey, wait a minute. You could be a...
You
could be a reasonable facsimile, can't you?
I guess, yeah. We also have someone on the line.
That's true. We have JR in Florida. I wanted to start something here. We didn't have it's the week. By the way, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good one?
It was great. Yeah, it was not bad.
It was, yeah, and you had a happy turkey and
had lots of turkey
with all the trimmings.
I had to roll out of there.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, you wouldn't have any of my special meatballs.
Because, I had no room.
Yeah.
Right.
But, because it would have been like Mr. Creosote, you know, in Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Right.
The autumn years. I can't eat another thing. I'm absolutely stuffed. Bug off. Right?
That was me.
Yeah. And then they just said a waffle thin mint. All right, just one. So he puts the mint in, you know, the maitre d' puts
shoves it in there.
Yeah, and the guy explodes all over all the fancy diners.
Yeah.
Hey, Vey.
Yeah, right. I tried to avoid that.
All right. So it's harder than pulling teeth from a cow to get guests for any kind of a program on the weekend, on the holiday weekend, on Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas holiday weekend. So... I decided that since a lot of people have been inquiring, got a lot of emails from people responding to my little promo that's been running for 2 or 3 weeks about money.ksco.com. Who doesn't want more money? Do you want more money?
Sure, I could use some.
I want more money, too. Do you know anybody who doesn't want more? Even people who have plenty of it. They want more money so they can give it away to and make people love them who don't have it.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. Let's open the program officially, and then I will explain what we are going to do. In fact, we'll actually let the promo do that because we produced a promo yesterday.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you brought enough for everyone. What am I talking of? I'm really punchy today. That's a line from Blazing Saddles with Harvey Korman, remember? Now you're too young for that. All right, welcome to the Saturday special. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to just do something very, very different, okay? So stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Hey, Dave, what about the promo? It's not in here. Do you have it?
I believe I do have it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's not in here, so maybe you can play it. And,
you got it.
All right. The next Saturday special is reserved as a private session for those who are interested in hearing full details about how to build your own mildly successful, moderately successful, or wildly successful energy drink distribution business. So consider this a fair warning. If you're not interested, don't repeat, don't listen, and don't complain. I'm dead serious about putting together a group of motivated, creative, self-starting entrepreneurs to ride with me on my next business adventure, which I expect will be quite lucrative for all serious participants. Unlike others, our energy drink is healthy, it works, and the company pays you generously to build it and promote it. So don't expect standard content, but if you do tune in and listen, you just might find yourself on your way to the future of your dreams on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Serious About Helping Those Who Want to Help Themselves Radio, AM 1080 KSC. Oh. I wish the guest was here who I thought was going to be here, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Would you rather
suppose I gave you $1,000 right now, gave you the choice between that, or the product of a penny doubled after 30 days, which would you choose?
You mean a penny compounded?
Yeah, like
I'll take the penny.
Why?
Because I've heard that before, and if you do the math, it adds up really, really fast, incredibly fast.
What is the math?
No, I don't know. You take one times, or two times two, and then you take four times four.
Not four times four. Everything is by the two. You know, you take, the one gets doubled to two, the two gets doubled to four, the four gets doubled
to
eight.
Right, that's the way it works, right.
Yeah, and so forth. And you do that 30 times. Do you have any idea how much that is?
No,
how much
I
that
don't.
Would add up to?
How much?
Wild guess.
$1,000.
Well, then why wouldn't you just take the $1,000?
I probably would take the $1,000. because it's a sure thing and it's in my hand, I'd be happy with that.
It is a sure thing, but if just... All right. Well, Dave, I love you, but you would be a fool.
Okay.
Because if you would have taken the product of a penny doubled after 30 days...
Uh-huh.
The amount of money that you would have... Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
$10,737,418.24.
That's incredible.
Do not take my word for it. Figure it out yourself. I want everybody who's listening to KSCO right now to take out a piece of paper, just a plain old white piece of paper, and just write down on the left margin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way down to 30, okay? I'm not kidding around. This is serious. This is going to be a radio-nar, not a seminar, not a webinar, a radio-nar, okay? So you put down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, a column goes all the way up to 30, and then next to the 1... You know, you put a 2 because you're going to double that. And then you're going to double right beside the 2, you're going to put a 4. Right beside the 3, you're going to put an 8. Right beside the 4, you're going to put a 16. Right beside the 5, you're going to put a 32. Right beside the 6, you're going to put a 64. Then you're going to do 128 beside the 7. Then 256 beside the 8. 512 beside the 9. 1024 beside the 10. 2,048 beside the 11, 4,096 beside the 12, 8,192 beside the 13, 16,384 next to the 14, 32,768 next to the 15, 65,536 next to the 16. We're halfway there. And that you double that again to next to the 17th, next to the number 17, you get 131,072. Then you double that for number 18 to 262,144. Then 524,288 next to the 20. 1,048,576. All the way up 10 more to 10737418.24. Now I put in the 24, but the 0.24, because you know that's the decimal point. You know these would actually be pennies if we didn't put in the decimal point. Now we change that into dollars. Do you see? I mean it's real. I'm not BSing, right?
Right.
That's the thought. That's the concept of compounding. Okay. Well, that is the basis for this business, and that's the basis for every business that is a network marketing, otherwise known as multi-level marketing, type business. There are businesses that are based on direct marketing, and there are businesses based on multi-level, also known as network marketing. This new energy drink company that we are getting involved in is a healthy energy drink company. The drink that's put out has very little sugar, unlike all of the other, just about all of the other big name energy drinks that are just loaded with sugar, loaded with caffeine. and they just clobber you with a crash after they bring you up. Do you drink these things? Have you? There are people around here like...
I don't drink them because they have too much sugar and caffeine, and that just makes me crash harder.
Right. Okay, so there are other people around here. I know Everson, EC, drinks a lot of this.
He lives on that stuff.
I mean, he would pass away if he didn't have his energy drinks, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so he's going to really like this because this energy drink is going to be not bad for him. When you're young, you can have things that are bad for you, and I guess, you know, it doesn't matter. So, all right, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited that I wanted to write down these, you know, these levels, you know, all that were one down to 30, just like we went through here. And I figured I would make a sheet so that people could study that. And I put it up on the web. And you can go and download a copy of this sheet. And here's where you'll find it. Just go to www.ksco.com. our regular website, and the first thing you see will be a square green banner, right? Smack at you, looking you in the face, and it'll say, click here to download the one-page information sheet, you know, about this business. So that's what I want to invite everybody to do right now, and you will see the various levels and how this geometrically, you know, adds up here. And I want you to do that, and while you're doing that, obviously everybody won't be able to do that, but as many people who can or is near a computer, do it, because it's a really neat piece of paper that pretty much compresses the whole business. And everything you want to know about this business is on one sheet of paper with a lot of white on it, and it's not too cluttered, you know, so it says just about everything. Now, let's say hello to our guest from Florida who's on the telephone here. J.R. Anglais, Captain J.R. Anglais, formerly of Northwest Airlines. Hey, J.R. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. You are in, you're near Orlando, right? You're in a place called the Villages?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, that's an interesting place. I mean, I've been seeing ads for that on Fox News Channel and others and other television channels about, isn't this a place where you can golf free for the rest of your life and so forth? And
well, that's what they put out, but when you go to the little executive golf courses, they charge you $3 or something to bring your own golf cart. And then if you walk, they charge you $1.
No. You mean, so there are strings attached to all those ads, huh?
There's the strings to everything.
Oh, my gosh. Are you disappointed?
No, not really, because I really don't play too much golf in there because there's too many people.
Well,
this place is already the population size of bigger than Gainesville, Florida, right now.
Which is how big?
Right now, I would say somewhere just under 100,000. And before they get it all built out, probably 150,000 people here. Just in this one 7 by 13 mile long place called the Villages in Florida. Beautiful.
Right.
I mean, totally immaculate. When you're in the Villages and you go outside the Villages, it's just a different world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've tried to get you to come here, but if you ever do, it's just you just won't believe it. It's just gorgeous.
But too many people, don't you think? I mean,
well,
you said too many people on the golf courses, so there's probably too many people not on the golf course.
Well, yeah, there are people everywhere, and of course, you know, you got to be 55 and older group to get in. And
I qualify. Dave doesn't qualify. Dave.
Our aging population, you know, we got 78 million baby boomers. You know, started retiring last year, and you know, they're going to want to go somewhere else. You know, in the retirement years. So this is why this place is getting to be so popular.
Yeah. Now, real estate prices going up, or are they going down?
Right now they're basically stable here in the Villages.
Uh-huh.
They're offering some real good deals on the new houses, but the homes that are, you know, for people have been here and they're either passed away or they're going back home to their family. You know, a lot of families, older people come here, live here, and then when they think it's about time for them to, you know, move on, they'll, you know, sell and move back to where their kids are at, you know. But the house prices are pretty stable. They're not really going down.
Right.
Like around the other parts of the country. And while you're talking real estate, I just wanted to bring up one thing when you're talking about this network marketing. you know, this is this word is going to be mentioned more and more in the next 10 to 15 years, especially to the younger people coming.
Why is that, JR? Why is that?
Well, you have all your companies nowadays, they're not going to be furnishing health care, and they're not going to be furnishing defined pension plans. They're not going to be defining anything. You're going to have, if you have a job with them, that's basically all you're going to have. And most of the new jobs would be created will be contract jobs. They won't be known as an employee job, but you'll work for these people, but you'll be a contract laborer.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the new jobs coming down the road for the younger people are going to be, they have to pay their own FICA. They'll have to pay their own insurance. You know, they'll have to pay everything. That's the new positions coming down the road.
Now why do you, I think you're right, but why do you say that? The government's not going to like that one bit, because if they're contract employees, then the government doesn't get its share, and the government doesn't.
Oh yeah,
like
the government gets its share. They have to make people responsible for their own, Social Security.
Hey JR, have we got a bad cell phone here? Because you're cutting in and out like crazy.
I'm so not on the cell phone.
Oh my gosh.
It's not me. I'm on a landline.
That's the strangest thing. Well,
I'm on a landline at my house here in the village.
Wow. Okay. Well. Dave,
I'll get back. And what I'm saying is there's going to be, our society is changing, and the job structure is changing in this country. You know, the airline industry, which I was in for so many years, had a defined pension plan. Well, you take United pilots, Delta pilots, U.S. Air pilots, all these pilots that have retired or will retire now or have retired, they have lost their defined pension plans. They went into bankruptcy. The companies went into bankruptcy, and they come out, and now the Pension Guarantee Association from the government is paying their retirement. Instead of retiring at full retirement as an airline pilot, they're retiring for one quarter of that. So the world is changing in the United States, and so is the jobs and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You take General Motors, for instance. There's just one instance where all the people who were in the cafeteria staff, cleaning staff, and all that kind of stuff, General Motors let them go. So it shows up that they're letting 15,000 jobs go. But then again, they turn right around and Marriott picks it up. But Marriott hires these same people back, been doing these jobs for years, and they put them as contract workers. You see, those people lost their benefits, they lost their retirement and everything else. So it don't show up in the job market as jobs being lost, you see.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right.
But the thing about it is down here, with real estate, there's a company that's pretty, it's growing pretty rapidly in the United States. It's a real estate company. You might have it out there in California called Keller Williams.
Nope, haven't heard of it out here.
Well, it'll be out there eventually. And Keller Williams is the same, they're doing the same thing that we're doing and what you and I are doing right now in network marketing. It's mm-hmm. a network marketing in real estate.
Seriously?
And the way that works.
Wow. I've heard that in Japan, someone told me that in Japan, 50% of the goods and services are transferred via the network marketing vehicle or
well,
the network marketing
model.
Is that an exaggeration?
This model is coming to the United States, and I'll give you an example, and it's Keller Williams. You know, you and I have been doing this for about 11 years.
Yep.
We know what network marketing will do. And when you mention network marketing to somebody, the first thing that comes out of every person's mouth, and the reason why it comes out of their mouth, it's not that they're ignorant, they're just not educated. And the first thing that comes out of somebody's mouth is, well, that's a pyramid.
A pyramid scheme. Isn't that a pyramid scheme?
Well, I try to explain it. So hold a second. Now, let me give you the definition of a pyramid scheme. That's General Motors, because they got a guy at the very top who makes all the money. Now, you draw a pyramid, and underneath that, you draw the CEO, CFO, COOs, all those. Then under that, you put all the presidents and vice presidents and the senior vice presidents, junior vice presidents under that. Then you put all the managers under that. You know, and there's thousands of managers, you know, and you put it all in this big triangle, you know. And then you get down to the bottom, and at the bottom of the triangle is all your workers. But that's a pyramid.
Yeah.
A pyramid in our country is known as a corporation. That's mm-hmm. a pyramid,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And as far as network marketing is you are the CFO, the COO, CEO, you're everything. And all the money is made going up, just the opposite direction of a pyramid. In other words, you start at the bottom and you build your triangle up, and you put people up because you're making those people money too.
Yeah.
Everybody makes money. This is the new design for people in the United States making money. And to give you this example, let me give you this real estate company, Keller Williams. It's one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States. And what they do is when you go to work with this company, they encourage you to bring on other real estate agents into the business. Now, if you sponsor a real estate agent into your Keller Williams office there, and you're that sponsor, every time that person that sells a piece of real estate underneath you that you've sponsored, you get a piece of that money. You see how that works?
I love it. I love the sound of it.
That's the same thing as what we're doing.
Yes.
If you bring in, let's say you bring in 85 agents, every time one of those 85 agents sells a home, you get a piece of the action. Although you did not sell it or have anything to do with the listing, buying, or selling of that home,
right,
the person that you sponsored into Keller Williams, you will make a percentage of that sale.
Does it vary according to how deep the person is
who
made the sale?
No, it's generally everybody you bring in. And it's every sale. I mean, if that person makes, 15 or 20 sales a year off of that one agent you brought in, that's what you'll get. You'll get the commission off, part of the commission off of all those sales of everybody you bring in.
That's
now,
amazing.
If that person brings somebody in, they get the commissions off of those people, just like that, see?
Right.
So it's basically it's network marketing with real estate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's going into that business also. And everybody shares the expense. Just like we share our own expense when we have to do our business. In other words, we have to qualify every month. Well, these people have to qualify too. And they're qualifying.
And when we say qualify, that means purchase a certain dollar volume worth of the product that you are selling. And what that does is it activates your position.
Right.
Your downline is what it's called.
Right.
So that you're able to reach down and get and pull up commissions. In other words, you might put in $100. You might put in $100 to qualify yourself. You get that much worth of product being shipped to you that you can use yourself, or you can give away as samples, or you can give it as gifts to your downline to help them with samples, or help them to do door prizes at meetings or whatever. But what you're actually doing by qualifying is ensuring that you are going to get a passive residual income check.
Sure. And the way the real estate people will qualify is they have to pay, like $75 a month to help toward their rent.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Of their office space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get, 100 people at $75 a month, you get a pretty nice office for that. And people can share office space. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's this networking in this country is reaching out to other industries other than the nutraceuticals and what we're doing.
Yeah. It's been for nutraceuticals, right? Which is, nutritional supplements, vitamin minerals products and so forth, weight loss, skin care products, essential oils. There are many different products that are conducive to network marketing. And one of the things that makes a particular product particularly good for a network marketing business model is that it's a consumable product, something that that people will run out of. If they take it, they like it, they consume it, and it's gone. And they miss it. They want to get more. So they get on auto ship and get it shipped to them automatically the next month, right?
Yep.
Or the next week or whatever, time system you're on.
Well, this way, actually, the individuals get to share in making money. Everybody gets to share. Now, it's not typically like a regular company. You're moving your products through a stream of they're really unique products, basically, that you really can't buy anywhere else. I'll give you an example. Some of the people that have been I've been involved with over the last couple of years have gotten into this business. And of course, in nutraceuticals, doing network marketing is, as well as I do, it's kind of a tough business. And what happens is a lot of people fall by the wayside because they really don't make a lot of money because they're not familiar with the products. And it's hard to get familiar with a lot of products.
And yeah, especially if you have 300 or 400 products in your line.
To learn this, and you know, it's a lot of it's a lot of research and a lot of time involved. And everybody can't do this. But what I'm leading down to is a lot of people get into it, think they can do something, but you know, they kind of just fade out. But they get on the products, and they notice that the products work. Especially the line of products that you and I have been involved with for years.
Right.
You take the products daily and you have health challenges, you have a 100% chance of alleviating all these health challenges, and they'll go away. And it's just, it's really amazing. That's what happened to me. And then when you get other people on it and they do the same thing, but, you know, they're not cheap, but they have so much tremendous value in the product because the value of the product is it works. Now you get these people on these products and they work, and they're on it, and they're on it for a year or two, and they're trying to build a business, and they really trying to get their product paid for. And then all of a sudden something happens in the family or their family tree, and for some unnecessary reason they can't put the money out anymore. Well, they go to some of these places that are cheapest places that you can buy products. I won't mention any names of the stores.
Oh, go ahead.
You can go to these stores. And you can buy their products. They're labeled like ours, but they say they got these all this stuff in there. But when it really comes down to it, the products are, you know, like taking floor sweepings and putting them in capsules. And there's no value because they don't work. And all of a sudden, the person who was on our products and gets back on some other products, you know, they notice that these problems come back.
Yeah.
Well, I've had people who do this, and one of them is an airline pilot. This happened to him. And I was talking to him this summer, and, of course, you know, he was outright at that moment on a medical and wasn't, you know, making as much money as he was flying. So he had to foster back his, you know, payments to us and started buying some of these cheaper products. And they got on the cheaper products, and they were on them for some length of time. And all the problems they had, him and his wife, started coming back. And he said he just finally had to break down and buy our products again because, you know, his health was more worth it because he wanted his job back.
You don't have your health, you have nothing.
That's right.
You know.
So what I'm trying to tell you is if you take most of these large companies that sell these nutraceuticals, this stuff is bought on the open market. And you know how much comes out of China.
Yeah,
and the quantities that people buy, you know, they get it dirt cheap, but you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah,
you know, and with the FDA, I believe, you know, out of 100% what's supposed to be in a capsule, I think 80% of that can be filler. You know what I'm talking about?
And only is that by our own FDA laws?
I think so. I think it's
my
only
20%
has to be. What they say is in the capsule.
Well, at least it's filler that shall do you no harm.
Huh? Well, that's the force I'm talking about. You know.
Right.
So, anyway, network marketing is branching out in this country more and more and more into other fields and other professions.
Out of necessity, right?
Because out of necessity.
Because times are changing, and particularly times like this, down economic times.
Yes.
Where people are losing their jobs more than ever, and they say, hey, wait a minute, you know, there's nothing, I don't want to depend on somebody else for my livelihood anymore. I want to start depending upon myself. And what most people don't understand is, you know, most people don't have the capital to start a company to manufacture a product you know, I guess some people can start service-oriented businesses, but then they're going to work themselves to the bone, and they're not going to be able to replicate themselves. Their income is going to be limited by the number of hours there are in the day. I don't care if you're someone, if you're an attorney or a doctor who makes several hundred or in the thousands of dollars an hour, if you make your money by selling your time, you are absolutely limited. You're just a wage slave. There are different versions of wage, different degrees of wage slavery, if you will. Okay? But if you realize that there's such a thing as a residual income, almost like royalty income, almost like a successful best-selling author gets royalty income, a residual income.
Give us Cheryl Morley's saying.
Oh yeah, if people only knew what they were missing by not having a residual income, they wouldn't miss it.
Would you say that again and say it slower so people can digest that?
If people only knew what they were missing by not having a residual income, they wouldn't miss it.
Explain that, MZ.
Okay. A residual income is something that happens while you sleep, while you're on vacation. There's a little cha-ching that's going on. It's a little tiny one, but if enough little tiny cha-chings are going on, crediting to your bank account, you wake up one day and you have a lot of money. And you can do a lot of things with that money. You can buy real estate. You can buy security for yourself and your family. You can educate your grandkids, you know, with a college fund and so forth. You can take trips. You can become financially independent, as you did many years ago. You probably wouldn't say this, JR, but I'm sure that you won't mind if I say it. You are a very, very intelligent person who had a high income for many, many years from the airlines.
Sure.
Okay? And you were a captain, and you flew... flew as a captain for a 747 for about 30 years, maybe a little more than 30 years. And just about every airline pilot that I knew growing up made really good money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, particularly if they flew as a captain. And they didn't work all that much. In other words, maybe for every day that they worked during the month, they had another day off, sometimes even more, because they would sort of bid on the time that they wanted to work. And as I understand it, you probably were not too much different. You probably, in your heyday of being Captain Anglais, flying around the world, in your 747 as the captain of the ship, for every day that you flew, you probably took a day off, or not so much a day off, but a day off from flying. Am I right?
Well, in the best of times of flying for the airlines, which I don't think they're the best of times anymore. But
no.
In the best of times, I used to bid a 11-day-a-month schedule. I flew 11 days a month.
So that's less than half even, okay?
Sure.
And what did you do with the time that you weren't kicking back, you weren't vacationing, you were building houses? Right?
Building houses, yeah.
Yeah, and you got a contractor's license, and you got a real estate license, and you were being productive, and you were doing things that you enjoyed doing because you're getting something done.
You look down the road in any profession you're in. My especially the profession I was in, I could lose it real easy with a loss of a medical. And when your whole career is determined by your health. And you could lose all that money, so you start to, self-preservation is to, prepare yourself for things that you don't want to happen. Whether they happen or not, you want to prepare yourself. And so I'm still a full-time broker in the state of Florida, and also I was a state general contractor, but I'm out of that business. I was in it for 16 years. And, of course, I built some things for myself, which I still have and keep and operate some commercial establishments. I have those,
And you have never, as I understand it, ever had a mortgage or owed somebody a mortgage. People have owed you mortgages,
right?
but not the other way around. You don't like
not to... in many, many, many years.
Uh huh.
Many years. Yeah. I don't. I believe in the system of people paying you. You're not paying people.
Uh huh.
And most people are set to pay other people. And I've always wanted to be the other people. They got paid.
Right.
And this network marketing, I got into it to, help. What I learned...
That's the point I'm making here. You didn't do this because you needed to.
No.
You did this because you want to, and you want to show other people that they don't need to be slaves to other people. They can be in charge of their own destiny.
They can if they really have the passion to change their life. And change the way they're operating, because if they keep doing the same things they're doing, they're going to keep getting the same things they've got. And that's the way most Americans live. And you see, by the way you're talking about the Japanese of changing their structure, what they're doing is they're passing the money amongst themselves instead of giving it to some CEO of a company who's making it all. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Who could argue with that?
Spread the money around to everyone. Just like, you know, each and every day there's 70 million, according to statistics that you and I have gotten, there's 70 million of these energy drinks every day that somebody is drinking. I was in my office building the other day, and my secretary took off, and the UPS driver came in, a young guy, and, you know, of course, that's a pretty strenuous job, UPS, all day long.
Sure.
You know, package, I mean, these guys are going in,
they
especially
work hard,
in the summertime, they don't have no air conditioning down here in the hot and humid place of Florida. I mean,
what?
They don't have air conditioning. The doors are open, they're driving, and they're sweating all day with these guys.
I didn't realize that.
I asked this young man, I said, do you by any chance know anybody ever drinks an energy drink? He said, I drink these things all the time. I said, hold on a second. So I went in the refrigerator at my office there and got him one of these new Drink Act cans, gave it to him. I said, I want you to try this. And I said, how many of those you consume a day? He said, quite a few. I said, well, how much you pay for them? He said, well, anywhere from $2.50 to $3. And I said, well, do they pay you to drink those drinks? He said, no. I said, this one does. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, when you start drinking this drink and you like it and you see you don't have any crash and burn off of it because it has no sugar and caffeine in it, then you're going to see that this is a pretty good drink. It's going to last anywhere from 4 to 6 hours on your energy level. He said, well, I tell you right now, I'll pass this along to my other people, or my other drivers I know. I said, yeah. And I said, if they start drinking, there's a possibility you start making some money off of this.
Uh-huh.
He said, tell me more. So I said, talked to the UPS guy for about 5 or 6 minutes on this. Next thing I know, I walked out the door, and he's ready to sign up.
So when was that?
The UPS driver.
No, when was that?
This was Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Tuesday, this last week. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great. So it's not hard to get. It's amazingly easy to get people who at least seem to be interested in the program, yeah. Especially if it's something that they're buying every day anyhow.
MZ, most people think network marketing is you go to your family and you bug them. You go to your grandmother, you go to your uncles and your aunts,
and you become a member of the NFL club. Friends left.
That's right. That's exactly what most people think network marketing is, other than a pyramid. Those are the two things that really turn people off, because they got to go to family and friends. Well, I've just tried to show you that I went to a UPS guy I don't even know, and within 5 or 6 minutes of talking to this guy, he's ready to start his Drink Act business for free. And I told him he got a free website and a free back office, no charge.
Uh-huh.
I went through the whole program with him in about 5 minutes, and that guy he was ready to go. And the thing about it is, this is the main point. This UPS driver knows people that you don't even know. And when you said ka-ching, ka-ching, this thing works 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when that UPS driver, he might have people out in your area, California or Oregon or up in Canada. He might have people in another country. He knows people that he'll get to sign up for free. You see what I'm saying? You don't even know these people.
Yep.
You don't know where the money is coming from.
JR, believe me, I know what you're talking about. I have made an awful lot of money in the last 10 years.
And you don't know the
from people that I don't even know. That
don't even know.
And never will.
Never will.
You know?
You wouldn't know how to contact them anyway.
I don't want to... I don't want to come off as in the wrong way. I don't want people to start hating me because of what I just, you know, revealed. But I got to tell you, it sure beats selling 30 and 60 second spots on the radio. I'm telling you, it sure beats it.
Yeah.
And having to deal with salespeople who go out and sell and who try to sell people things that they don't want.
Yeah.
You know? So this whole idea, be it known, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to own a radio station, and this radio station in particular, more than anything in the world, for many, many, many years, ever since I was a kid. And be careful for what you wish for, because you might get it. And that happened about... It'll be 17 years on January, this next January 31st. 17 years ago, I was able to purchase this radio station, and family members helped me put the money together to build the radio station, because when I acquired the radio station, it was basically a cadaver. It was just a license and a tower. It didn't have any programming on it. It didn't have any business. It had long since seen its heyday. So we hunkered down and put together a wonderful staff, many of whom are still with us, some 17 years later. But in the one area that I have not been successful in is putting together a good sales staff. We have one or two good sales people, but not a good sales staff of lots of people. And that's what we need to do for this business, the radio business. That's how we make our money. But about 10 years, by selling 30 and 60 second spots and sponsorship billboards and so forth. About 11 years ago, I came up with the idea of using network marketing using radio stations as turning radio stations into distributors for network marketing. Normally, a distributor is like JR, like me, a human, you know, who breathes and, you know, and goes out and does things. But it could be a radio station, and that's the idea that I came up with about 11 years ago. And it was the smartest idea, business idea, that I ever came up with, because right about that time, I had become pretty stressed out with owning the radio station that I thought would be a lot of fun, and it really was fun, and I was very proud and still am to have put together something at a time, even back then, when people said, that guy's going to go broke. He doesn't know what he's getting into. He's not a big company that owns 50 or 75 or 100 radio stations. He just owns one, and there isn't the economy of scale there. So he's going to lose his you-know-what. We didn't lose the you-know-what, but it wasn't nearly as fun as I thought it would be because of all the stress that was involved. And about 11 or 12 years ago, I had gotten to the point where I was going to sell the place, you know? And then what happened is, quite by accident, I discovered that network marketing does not have to be putting the bite on friends and relatives and making people hate you. you can harness somebody to use the power of radio and talk radio in particular, so that there's a give and take and there's a live interactivity or interaction. And a good salesperson with a good message and a good educator to put out a message that is of value to a lot of people. And if I'm not mistaken, you were the recipient of one of those messages. Am I right?
Yes, and I'll tell you, you've got a lot of people running around the United States who are on Dr. Wallach's product and who have seen a tremendous change in their health and have helped a lot of people. So you, with your radio station, has helped a lot of people in the United States.
Because what we did is we used KSCO as a guinea pig to see if we could spread the word efficiently here with a one-hour live program. Most health programs, in fact, I think just about everyone except our own program, is a pre-recorded infomercial. You can't ask it a question if you have one to ask. With our program, you can.
There's one over here in the South, MZ.
Yeah?
It's called Duke and the Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
They pay for their programming on radio stations.
Uh-huh.
But they sell a tremendous amount of their product to help pay for their radio time.
Uh-huh.
And it's not done with network marketing. They're the sole recipient of the money.
Uh-huh.
Where this radio station, your radio station, is not really the sole recipient of the money, because there's people out there like me who are getting other radio stations and other people... taking the products and other people helping other people with the products. So there's a lot of money being shared amongst us as to where it's just buying time and taking all the money.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah, so we don't buy the time. Instead of buying the time for the Dead Doctors program, it's a barter program. They don't pay us, we don't pay them, but they get paid in a different way. We, you and I, and others who are associated with our group called ZBS Radio Associates, actually build one of these compounding residual income streams for each radio station that carries our program. And it's worked out very nicely.
MZ, and this new thing with the Act Drink energy drink, the feel-good drink, the no-crash-and-burn energy drink.
Yep.
If you started this on your radio station with commercials and people...
We don't even have to do a long-form, hour-long program. Just commercials is what you're saying, right,
just
JR?
Just commercials, nothing but commercials.
Uh-huh.
Let me just throw this out to you. If I lived in your area and listened to your radio station each and every day, and I heard this message, commercial, each and every day, about going to this website and signing up for free, don't cost nothing, get your own website, and you can even customize that website, put your picture on there, do a lot of different things with it. And it's an energy drink, no crash and burn, and if I'm an energy drink buyer and I can buy it cheaper through your organization without going to a convenience store and buying it, and I can get, and you will, I will be in your, under you, in your position there, and you're telling me that every time you run those commercials, people sign up, you're going to sign those people up underneath me and under other people, right?
Yes.
In other words, without me doing anything, you're going to be signing people up underneath me.
Yes. But if you want to do something, which I know you would.
If I buy a little bit of the product every month, you're saying there's a chance that I might get something from this.
Sure.
And then with my own efforts, if I got some people I know to get on the drink, or if I go somewhere to a convenience store and get them to run the product through there, then I can build my own position also without you, right?
That's exactly right.
Really?
And that you will help people who are under you.
Will you honestly tell me, do you really think I can make money doing this? Honestly.
I honestly believe you can make money with it. You can make a little bit of money. You can make a lot of money, or you can make a huge amount of money.
Over here in the South, there's three reasons why I'm going to do this business. And the three reasons
and I have talked about that, right.
And the second reason is more money. And the third reason is much, much more money.
Right.
And it's just not for me, it's for everyone.
Yeah, and we don't want to be crass because,
no.
But I'll tell you something, let's be honest. I was talking about this yesterday on the Noon Balloon. People, what's more important to people, money or sex?
Well, I think you can put that in the same as money and health, which is more important.
You ain't got nothing if you don't got health.
Well, I think more people are interested in money than they are.
But I agree with you. More people are interested in money, and more people are interested in satisfying and feeding their egos than their health, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because when they lose their health, there's that song, "Don't It Always Seem to Go," that you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's right.
So, and that's the way it is with health. And
I figure if you got your health, you can make more money.
Yeah, that's true. So, people have asked me, since you and I did the Saturday special a few weeks ago,
sure.
And Dave Allen edited it now, he called me up and said, "Hey man, there's 2 hours, it was good stuff, but a lot, after we cut out all the uhs and ers and superfluous stuff, you got 20 minutes there." And I said, "Oh really?" Yeah, I edited it. So we did it, and then we put it up on the web at money.ksco.com. We put out a promo for people who might be interested, that it's worth their time to spend 21 minutes to listen to this. And over the last few weeks, quite a number of people have. They've emailed me and they said, "I'm interested. Now what do I do?" So that is the purpose of this program. And I have put together, when I couldn't sleep last night, I put down this progression of all these numbers and levels and so forth to show people just how much money, how easy it is. Theoretically, I don't know about actually, but theoretically, it's very, very easy to make a lot of money with this.
Can I say one thing, Anthony?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of people who emailed me and called me, and if those people are listening, there has been delays getting this thing going because of the huge amount of people throughout the United States who have joined American Longevity, which is now Youngevity. There's about 350,000 people that we're trying to compress from a unit level pay plan down to a binary, which is only running the twos, like you was doing the double penny, the penny doubler.
Yes.
This is running by twos, and it's 2, 4, 8, and 16, and so forth. But they're trying to compress it down to that, and then they run into a sponsor and enroller program. And when we first came with the company, there was no such thing as an enroller, just a sponsor. So they're going to run that program now. And we're hoping, according to the owner, next week that the computers get this thing. And all the longevity people or American longevity people in your audience who have signed up with you and under your station there,
For the health products are automatically in the drink.
Are automatically in the drink.
And we do have drinks here, by the way. They arrive, and there's you can order drinks, and they're shipping drinks, and they're shipping the packets. And I don't know if as many as, 30 or 50 people, maybe, probably 50 people. If 50 people come down to KSCO toward the end of the radio show today, I will give each one of them a sample,
wonderful.
$2.50 sample of the powder form of the drink, and we'll probably be. I don't have a whole lot of the cans, but I do have some cans, so we can let people have samples to see how it tastes. They probably won't get enough of it to decide whether or not it gives them the energy that it's supposed to, or that's being represented here. But we can certainly let people taste it and see if they like it, if they want to. And that'll be an hour from now, just when I get off the air. So won't be around for long, probably a half hour or so, maybe till 12:30. We're going to ask some questions next hour. I don't know whether you can be with us, JR. If you can, it's great.
I'll try to hang
really
on
helping.
As long as I can. I'm down here just for the weekend.
Oh, my God, and we're having you work.
That's all right. But I just wanted to tell the people in the audience that I spoke to a lot of nice people, and I emailing a lot of nice people. I mean, you had a very good people in your listening audience. And
they're extremely intelligent.
There's a lot of people that are very intelligent. They understood what we talked about. And it's just like when I was we were talking about, you know, this is just not a business for us. It's not just a business for young people or old people. It's for everybody. And I was telling a lot of people, you know, I have a lot of people in this area that are, you know, they're in their 70s, 75, 80 years old. They have kids, and they have grandkids, and they have got great-grandkids. And what a wonderful way to start a business for a 75-year-old person than to have your kids and your grandkids and their great-grandkids start their own energy drink business.
How true. And it's so easy to do. There's hardly any investment at all. I mean, a little bit.
75-year-olds at the top of this thing, and they got their grandkids and great-grandkids underneath building a tremendous business for themselves, also building them a college fund for themselves. And they can do this like Johnny, 9 years old in school, and you give him a free website from grandma, got his own website with his name and picture on it. He goes to school and shows, you know, all these kids are computer savvy.
Yeah.
He shows his buddies, his three little buddies, hey, listen, I can give you a free website just like mine if you want it. And next thing you know, you got the whole school signed up, and everybody's got an energy drink business.
That's better for them than the junk that's there, which a lot of states are beginning to ban now because
right.
they realize how horrible it is for people's young people's health.
Because this drink only has 24 calories in a can and 5 sugars, and that's from the natural sweeteners from the fruit.
One of the callers earlier said he'd like me to read the ingredients from the can. I'll do that. I'll go out during the break. Which is coming up in about a minute. But you know what I want to do now? I want to play this promo that we played before. Listen to this here. You'll like this. I mean, we've done this here. Okay, it's MZ with an alert for those of you who might be interested in a new residual income business opportunity. I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it until it sinks in. If people only knew what they were missing by not having a residual income, they wouldn't miss it. Imagine being in charge of your own life, setting your own schedule, being able to legitimately charge things like travel, food, entertainment, communications, and equipment to your own business. Once you get a taste of this, you'll wish you had known about residual income sooner. But don't worry, it's never too late. Trouble is, most people have no idea about how to get started in their own residual income business. But I have the perfect solution for you. Log on to www.money.kseo.com and download the 21-minute presentation that Dave Allen edited from a recent Saturday special. Listen to it, and if you're interested, shoot me an email, mz@kseo.com, and I'll put you into our system so that you can get started. Get in on the ground floor of something I believe will be very big very soon. Remember, go to money.ksco.com and listen to a very good future for yourself if you choose it. Money.ksco.com. Actually, you don't need to do that if you're listening to this program here, because we're getting a lot more involved and detailed with this program. JR, it's 11 o'clock now. We're probably eating into the news a little bit here. But we'll be back in 6 minutes. Then we're going to play Kay's new commentary. Kay is back. Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, great. She's back. And that'll be about three and a half minutes. And then we'll be back. Can you hang out with us for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll try to hang on a little while.
All right. Thanks very much, JR. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's just past 11 a.m., and here is Fox News already in progress.
Commander Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who is not a fan of the way the war has been handled by its architects.
I saw firsthand the consequences of the administration's failure to devise a strategy for victory in Iraq that employed in a coordinated manner the political, economic, diplomatic, and military power of the United States. That failure continues today.
General Sanchez calling for politicians of both parties to figure out how to lighten the load for the troops in Iraq. The Natalie Holloway case back on the front burner in Aruba. All three of the one-time suspects rearrested, all now back in the Caribbean, including the one from Holland.
Euron Vandersloot is here this Saturday. He is behind bars in jail in Aruba. He had a police escort Friday night on a flight from Holland to Curacao and then was flown on a small plane for the short flight over here to Aruba. Now, we saw his father, Paul Vandersloot, a lawyer, over at the courthouse yesterday, but he refused to speak with reporters.
Fox News Radio's Robin Walensky. Australian Prime Minister John Howard gets his head handed to him by parliamentary elections. The Conservatives are out. Labor is in. Howard didn't even keep his home district seat. The new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
From the soundtrack of your life.
To Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett is a true TV legend, and this song ushered in her weekly series from 1967 to 1978. The theme was written by her producer husband, Joe Hamilton.
This is Fox News Talk.
Iran's vice president says that country now has produced nuclear fuel pellets for its 40-megawatt reactor. That's a technological advancement in the nuclear fuel cycle that Iran had not been able to accomplish until now. Back home, they're out in Illinois again searching for missing mom Stacy Peterson, and the feds are apparently now lending a hand.
The FBI will be lending its investigative resources starting Monday as the search by volunteers moves forward today. Family members and friends of Stacy Peterson are fanning around thick brush and tall grass that surround bodies of water here in Bolingbrook, looking for any sign of the missing 23-year-old. Her husband, Drew Peterson, a former police sergeant, insists he had nothing to do with her disappearance. His lawyer issuing a statement today saying they hope the FBI will help clear his name. Outside the Peterson home in Bolingbrook, Illinois, Laura Engel, Fox News Radio.
Entertainment Weekly has bestowed its yearly honors on the cultural icons who best kept us amused.
Entertainer of the Year is the woman who can cast a spell in bookstores, the multiplex, and world culture at large, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books. Her Boy Wizard has sold nearly 400 million copies and been adapted into a mega blockbuster movie franchise. Sharing honors, according to Entertainment Weekly, George Clooney named valedictorian, Matt Damon most popular, lead prodigy, Zac Efron, class clown, 30 Rock's Tina Fey, and among the most buzzworthy, Amy Winehouse. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
23 new cardinals are inducted at the Vatican in Rome, among them the 80-year-old Patriarch of Baghdad.
I think the situation of Christians in Iraq who have been forced to flee Iraq during these years of war is one of the main reasons why the Patriarch of Baghdad has been named a cardinal. It's a recognition of his service and also of the needs of the church in that war-torn area.
Vatican watcher Father John Walk. This swells the ranks of Catholic cardinals to 120. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, November 24th, 2007. And today's forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy conditions with highs around 68 degrees. Winds should be light and variable. Tonight, you can expect partly cloudy conditions with lows around 40 degrees. And tomorrow calls for a mixture of clouds and sun with highs around 66. While tomorrow night, you can expect partly cloudy conditions and lows around 40 degrees. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, east winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon with wind waves up to 1 foot and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 12 seconds. Outside the studios, it is now 54 degrees. The time is 11:06, and it's time for hour number 2 of the Saturday special with your host, MZ, right here on AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
If you have that K's commentary in there, don't you?
I do have it.
Let's do that before we officially start hour number 2, okay?
You got it.
Da, 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 back after 3.5 months, is it?
4 minutes.
No.
Three and a half months
that Kay has been under the weather unable to do Kay's commentary.
Right, yeah.
But she's back! All right, let's do it. We should have a fanfare.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's whirling.
It has been several months since I've been able to comment on KSCO. Since last August, I have had 2 spinal operations. The first was a failure, the second was a success. So I'm very grateful and am recuperating nicely and learning to walk again. And I'm deeply humbled and grateful for all who have prayed for my recovery. Thank you very much. Something blessed also happened to leave me awed as a patient while at Dominican Hospital. The people who care for patients personally are not wealthy, and I have asked most of them why they chose this profession, and all said they love people and want to help them get well. I see them as angels sent from God. So thanks to them for making my 3 weeks after surgery so loving and comfortable, and thanks to Dominican Hospital. I highly recommend them to anyone who must spend time in a hospital facility. Dominican is indeed a Class A facility. Now let's talk about an issue which most Americans think about, Social Security. Political leaders stay away from that subject because through the years, Social Security, as originally created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1935, has been hijacked by the Democrats. For example, FDR said that participation in the program would be voluntary and that the money the participants put into the independent trust fund rather than into the general operating fund would only be used to fund the Social Security retirement program and no other government program, and that the annuity payments to the retirees would never be taxed as income. You may be interested in the following tidbits. 1. Which political party took money from the independent trust fund and put it into the general fund so that Congress could use it, which they have been doing abundantly, like the bridges that go nowhere? It was Lyndon Johnson and the democratically controlled House and Senate who can take credit for that thievery. 2. Which political party started taxing Social Security annuities at the rate of 85%? The Democratic Party, with Al Gore casting the tie-breaking deciding vote as president of the Senate while he was vice president of the U.S. This one is my favorite. Which political party decided to give annuity payments to immigrants? That's right, Jimmy Carter and the Democratic Party. Immigrants moved into this country and at age 65 began to receive Social Security payments. The Democratic Party gave these payments to them even though they never put a dime into the system. Why? For their votes, of course. Then, after doing all this lying and thievery of the original contract, Democrats tell you that the Republicans want to take your Social Security away, and uninformed citizens believe it. So think about it. Will you vote for the Democrats and, God forbid, Hillary in 08? For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
Welcome back, Ma. That was great. Okay, now we have not officially started hour number two, have we?
No, we haven't.
So let's do it. Don't you think we should?
Sounds good.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
It'll be interesting to see if the second hour is livelier than the first hour on the Saturday special, because during the first hour I hadn't had my drink out yet, but now I have.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
What do you think, JR? Are things a little faster this hour?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they're a little faster. I'm definitely feeling a lot faster. How about you, Dave?
I'm feeling it.
How about you, Martha?
I have an open mic.
Oh, we have to turn on Martha's. Yeah. Okay, somewhere there.
I am waiting. I wanted to open this on the air.
Hear the pop. Yeah.
You know what? This is so perfect because I hold it
up to the microphone so we can hear the pop.
I have not slept very well for the last several nights, and then I haven't had my cup of coffee. I only got one, and I'm not done with it, so I usually drink two. So,
JR, will this put Martha to sleep, or will it wake her up even more so that she'll be able to sleep even less?
Now, the thing about it is it'll clear the fog out of her head, but when she lays down to go to sleep, she'll get good restful sleep, too.
I am so excited. I like to hear that. The idea of that is pretty exciting.
You don't sound excited.
I'm very excited. I can't.
And people wonder, well, how does it work? Well, I'm not a physician, but Dr. Wallach can tell you it works through the Krebs system, and he can explain that, and I can't.
The Krebs system.
It works through the Krebs system in your body on the energy level. It where your energy comes from is actually from the fat, and we've had a lot of questions. Over here in Florida, I go to get my hair cut from this lady, and she's part Thai, and she just had a baby, and she weighs, you know, she gained quite a few pounds.
Right.
She wants to lose this weight for her boyfriend or, you know, her live-in, and then, so I got her on I've been telling her about this drink act for the last 3 months, and these people are going crazy. When are we going to get it? So I got some samples in, and I took her one when I got my hair cut, and I finally got her a can. And I told her to pop the can right there because I just brought it right straight from the office. She opened it up, started drinking, started cutting my hair. Well, you know, it takes 10 to 12 minutes to cut your hair, so we cut my hair. Got through. I didn't say nothing to her, and I got money out of my pocket to pay her. And she sat down in the chair, and she said, and I didn't bring this up at all, and she said, you know, the fog feels like it's lifted out of my brain.
Boy, you know the fog. There is fog. I still have the fog, but it's great.
You better drink the rest
sunny.
Of that.
I'm drinking.
You better drink the rest
and
of that.
And it's lifting, but I want to know, I got to wait a few minutes and make sure it's not psychosomatic, right?
Yeah, she said that, you know, I feel more focused, And then, you know, I left, and I've tried not to, you know, I let the product do the work. If they don't get it, then I'm gone. But anyway, she come down this past week. She wanted more samples. And when I was talking to her, she said, you know, she's got her own website. And she said, you know, I've got a lot of people into weight loss. And she said, you know what? When you gave me that can that day, I wouldn't even
hungry.
It just amazed me that I wouldn't even hungry. But what happened? I said, well, it's through the Krebs system. What you're doing is you're burning your own fat for energy. She said, in other words, this could be a weight loss product. I said, well... It just happens to work that way. And then Doc started explaining, and I got an email from Steve yesterday. Did you get it, MZ?
No.
About being a weight loss. I mean, the people are using this as a weight loss also.
Uh-huh.
Because you're burning your own fat for energy, and it's creating people who aren't as hungry.
But you still have to eat. I mean, I don't know. That's interesting. I'd like to know how that works because I've lost a lot of weight. And it's been through, you know, 2 hours of working on a machine.
That's why I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, I have. And it's also, I eat well. Like, I had 3 eggs. I only have 1 yolk. But you got to eat the protein. I heard if you don't eat protein, then your body burns not your fat, but it burns your muscle mass. So you got to eat.
And also it stores the fat.
And it stores the fat.
Right.
So understanding the chemistry of what happens when you drink this drink, I mean, you still got to eat balanced, I'm sure, right?
Well, Doc will explain that Krebs system. I'm sure more on the programs coming up down the road. He was explaining it the other day about the Krebs system and how it works. And it does, this is the way this energy product works.
The ACT, by the way, stands for Advanced Cellular Therapy. ACT, Advanced Cellular Therapy. And last hour we had a caller who didn't go on the air who left a message that they would like to know what the ingredients are.
They're good.
Okay. Serving size, 1 can, 12 ounce. Calories, 24. Calories from fat, 0. Sodium, 20 milligrams. Potassium citrate, 450 milligrams. That's 14% of the daily requirements. Total carbohydrates in a 12-ounce serving, 6 grams. Dietary fiber, 1 gram. Sugars, 5 grams. Only 5 in a typical 12-ounce energy drink. What is it, 45 or 55 grams of sugar?
A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Crash and burn.
Protein, less than 1 gram, so not a whole lot of protein here for sure. Vitamin C, 100%. Vitamin B6, 100%. Vitamin B3, 50%. Vitamin B12, 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
Proprietary
I love this drink.
Blend, 4,400 milligrams. Okay. Fibersol, too, which is dietary fiber. Guarana seed juice extracts of cherry, pineapple, mango, orange. Green tea, Panax ginseng root, stevia from leaf extract, L-arginine, taurine, L-carnitine, tyrosine, and maca root. Percent daily value based on a 2,000-calorie diet. That's what we're talking about. There are other ingredients, purified water, maltodextrin, crystalline fructose, potassium citrate, citric acid, sodium chloride, niacinamide, pyridoxine, HCl, cyanocobalamin, and natural flavor carmine or carmine.
So it has vitamins, it has amino acids, and it has herbs in it.
Mm-hmm. No artificial sweeteners.
No, the only sweetener is people. If anybody knows, it's called stevia. Yeah.
Crystalline fructose.
It comes out of South America, and it's 300 times strong. Sweeter than granulated sugar, processed sugar.
Yeah, so there's probably only a molecule of it here.
It's not overly sweet. It's very pleasant tasting, and yeah. I was wondering if it had sugar in it, and this is great. These are
just natural sugar from the juice extracts. Dave, have you popped your top there in there?
I sure have, yeah. It's
you tastes, like it tastes, or you no like? Be
oh, no,
honest.
I like it. I love it. It tastes like water with very, very light fruit. Flavoring to it, it's great. It's not overpowering at all. It's not too sugary or sweet.
He's working on it, huh?
It tastes good.
And it's a little, well, actually, you can't hear him, JR, if I put you on hold. He likes it. Dave likes it a lot. The way our board is wired here, the pilot in command can't be heard by the guy on the telephone. We have to fix that. So anyhow, by the way, I didn't say that you're Martha Montelongo in person. I said you're Martha. You are Martha, but you're Martha Montelongo. And there was a little snafu. Martha thought that the show started at 11 and it really started at 10. That's my fault for not being more...
No, it was you were very clear. I take total responsibility for confusing that. Because I used to have a program on opposite yours.
Oh.
And so, and mine was, it started at 11.
Oh, okay.
And
all
so
right.
that I really mixed, I cross-wired the time, because I should know better. I mean, your show's right. been on forever, and it's always been.
Well, anyhow, you and I talked about you possibly getting involved in this Drink Act business here some time ago. I suggested that you go to money.ksco.com and download and listen to the 21-minute audio. You did, and like so many other people, you got back to me and said, I'm interested. Now what?
Well, and I don't usually do, I mean, I'm not, I don't usually do these sort of... I don't know what I
network
what
marketing.
Saying. Network marketing.
Are you one of the people who doesn't care for network marketing, or just sort of naturally?
Well, I didn't want. I mean, I knew people who sold Amway, and and it was. And I remember they had the Amway products all over the house, and they had the big the big bottles, you know, for the refills, and everything was Amway. And I didn't care for the product that much, and I didn't care for being pushed to buy it. And so, you know, and there was another marketing. I did do multi-level marketing, and it was for insurance. And I did that briefly before I ended up working for a different, you know, financial services company.
Right.
And I thought it was really exciting, but I, again, my feeling was that the customer was not getting the best service because people were selling things without really knowing what they were doing. Uh-huh. And it, you become almost reckless, you know, and you can do a lot of damage to people. But with your vitamins, you know, the vitamin product that you've promoted for so many years is a quality product. I just didn't have the courage to... or, you know, to get into it. And I use vitamins. I should have done it. I thought it was expensive. And maybe I rationalized that I could do better, you know, just, you know.
Well, I mean, compared to what? I mean, you know, compared to doctor visits or prescription drugs?
It depends. You know, kind of correct. But it was, I've tried it, and it was wonderful. It tasted good. My kids loved it. They loved the liquid vitamins. And I regret not having committed to doing that. So I don't want to miss another opportunity. And I'm a health nut. I mean, I eat healthy food. We use, you know, we eat the balanced meals. We're athletic. You know, everyone in the family is pretty active and healthy. And I've used one of the competitive drinks, health drinks, energy drinks. You
mention
know.
Some names.
Well, I've used the Red Bull. I drive to LA quite a lot, and there have been times when I'm really tired, and I will pull over and get a Red Bull, and it wakes me up. And I love the feeling. I mean, it wakes me up, and I feel
more than
alert.
Say Starbucks coffee.
Better than a coffee. It's better than a coffee. I mean, sometimes Starbucks coffee will do the trick, but if I'm really sleepy, like when I start, if I feel sleepy. You know, driving, I don't even want to take a chance. I take a Red Bull. And so then it works. But
and there's no way you could sleep for hours after you've had one of those, right?
No.
JR, what do you know about our product, Drink Act? About, you know, does it make it so make it so you can't sleep?
No, this is a very good product. You know, you can drink it a couple a day. And the thing about drinking the drink, even if you drink one later on, like you say you're driving back from somewhere late at night and you drink one.
Right.
It'll lift the fog out of your head to give you more focus. You'll be focused at what you're doing. And the thing about it is when you do lay your head down, you will be able to go to sleep.
Well, that would be nice.
And where a lot of these, you know, college kids, they use the Red Bull at night for late night studying.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is when you come off of a great high like that, as a, you know, as we've been saying, crash and burn, you know.
Right.
You can have mood swings.
Yes.
You can, and when you have mood swings, you're not able to sleep. You can get anxious. You can get nervous. You can get the jitters. And when you have those kind, you can't sleep. But you want to sleep. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, this, yes.
This product, when you come off of it, after 4 to 6 hours, depending on your body chemistry, you don't have the jitters. You don't have the mood swings.
Jitters are not permitted with Drink Act.
There are a whole lot of women like me, my age, who are going through. We're going through another phase of our life, the change, and we're still. I think women, my generation, were a lot healthier. I mean, we're taking good care of ourselves, but we still go through the biological changes, you know, that are part of life. And, you know, the doctors recommend stop drinking coffee. Now, I'm going to have to get off of coffee because I know that I'm having trouble sleeping at night. Even though I stopped drinking coffee after noon, by noon, no more coffee, but still I'm having trouble sleeping at night. So it'd be wonderful to have a drink like this and have, I feel the fog lifting. Get the, you know, get the clarity of mind and the, you know, the little energy boost, and yet to not have the effects of coffee that keep me from falling asleep.
It is. I tell you, you can really test the product out by, when you're driving late or having to do something late where you need to focus and you need the energy to do what you need to do. You need to try one of the ACT drinks and then see for yourself.
And they come in cans already. Mm-hmm. Or they come in little packets.
This is the 5-minute service.
We're the only company with two delivery systems, and that's the grab the can and pop and go. Or if you're traveling you don't have a cooler with you with ice in it, you got your own packets in your purse or in your car. You can stop and get you a 79-cent bottle of water and put this in there, shake it up, and drink it as you go.
I don't know which one. Boy, I like it. I'm telling you, this is good. This is the perfect time for me to try it. You know, coming off of this is a few nights of insomnia, you know, getting my sleep being off, coming in here groggy, and then having one of these drinks.
Guys, it was 20 minutes ago that I drank my drink ACT, okay? And I'm buzzing more. The energy drink market. We don't like to read, but I'm so excited I have to read. I gotta let it out. The latest buzz in the food and beverage industry has been around the energy and nutrient enhanced drinks segment, making it one of the largest operating markets in the beverage industry today. Energy stimulating beverages have been around and growing since the 1980s in the U.S., but the trend started overseas in Europe and Asia well before its induction into America. It's a market that much of the beverage industry is trying to tap into, and not always with the greatest of success. During the 1980s in the U.S., an extremely high caffeine, high sugar cola brand was released. They must be talking about Jolt, right?
Who knows? I think Red Bull has a lot of sugar and a lot of caffeine, too.
Is that a Yeah, but that's red. It's not a cola, right?
No. Okay.
It targeted the same general younger audience of professionals and students as the current energy drinks do today.
Mountain Dew?
It was maybe that was it. It was the success of this cola. No, it's a cola, so I think it was Jolt.
It was Jolt.
Yeah, that sparked the energy craze we see today. By the 1990s, the first true energy drink, in quotes, was introduced to the U.S., the same brand that currently holds over 50% of the market even today. That must be Red Bull. Energy drinks have since evolved into multiple brands and narrowed target markets, and have even teamed up with some alcoholic beverages in an effort to claim a cure for hangovers. Charlie would be interested in that, wouldn't he? Your partner, Charlie, on Happy Hour.
He might have some use for that.
Yeah, I mean, we should definitely turn him on to this.
Yeah, let's sell him some.
Yeah, okay, good. Still, most of the energy
products... I want to know more about this, Charlie.
Most of the energy products that we see today contain more or less the same ingredients. Much of the hype lies in the marketing strategies, but it also lies heavy in the quantity of energy experience each product offers. The main ingredients of most energy drinks are simply high levels of caffeine and sugar, with several newer beverages offering as much as 300 milligrams of caffeine alone. That could flatline you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
That would make me a very unpleasant person.
Yeah.
Like
Goldman Sachs predicts the energy drink market will hit $10 billion by 2010. Over the past 5 years, the energy drink market has grown at an average of 50% per year. So, all right. So the stuff tastes good. Neither of you guys are BSing me, right?
I mean, I think it tastes great.
You're not just saying that because you think I want you
it
to say that.
It tastes great. And you know what?
If it made you gag, you would, right?
Right.
It doesn't make me gag. It's not, you know, it's not like, but it's not distasteful. It was fine. It was good. It was like,
Now, you're someone who's tasted Red Bull. You've probably tasted Red Bull too, right?
Sure.
I haven't. I've never tried Red Bull. How does it compare to the taste of Red Bull, which people have told me makes them gag the first time they try it?
This is easier to drink than Red Bull. You know, for me, this was easier to drink than Red Bull. Red Bull, I really don't like the taste, but it's not it's not impossible. I get it down because I need the drink. I mean, when I drink a Red Bull, it literally is to save my life. Right. Because it's not so convenient. Men can pull over by the side of the road. A woman cannot. You know, you have to, if you're going to pull off the road, you got to go to a hotel. And, you know, you can't fall asleep somewhere.
Hey, JR.
Yeah.
You know, there's some pretty good stuff here in this brochure that came with the drinks talks about the energy drink market. You get all of the energy and almost none of the sugar. That's about the amount of caffeine you would get if you were to drink 4 cups of coffee. Now add in about 30 to 60 grams of sugar and a few other herbal ingredients such as taurine, ginseng, and guarana. Unfortunately, it is the addition of these herbal ingredients that contribute to the common deception that energy drinks are good for you.
Right.
But the temporary and superficial jolt of energy and the crash that follows suggests otherwise. So how can someone get the healthy energy boost that they need to make it through the events of a busy day or to pull an all-nighter? ACT Energy has targeted and formulated that solution. The key was to balance highly effective all-natural ingredients that all work together on a cellular level. Advanced cellular therapy, right?
Okay.
The resulting formulation creates a large, healthy mental and physical boost that starts working in minutes and lasts for hours. Unlike other energy drinks that are dehydrating and tend to work against your body's natural functions and abilities, ACT works with your body, resulting in optimal balance and performance. Unlike other energy drinks, ACT combines the high power of an energy drink with the benefit of nutrition. Cool. So if you don't take vitamins, can you get away without taking vitamins if you take this, JR?
No, body needs the 90 essential nutrients for all nutritional deficiency diseases. This is not going against nutritional deficiency diseases. It's going against your stamina, your energy. Because if you'll read, I don't know if it's in that particular brochure you're reading, but the number one reason most people, I think this is another quote, I don't know whose quote it is, number one reason people go to doctors and the first thing they ask them is they need more energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the number one reason people go
number to one complaint at the doctors right. is I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm fatigued. I need more energy.
They need something. Can you give me something? Can you give me a drug to give me more energy? That's basically what they want.
Right.
And this right here, the ACT drink, the dual system of delivery, either the on-the-go packs or the cans, will suffice that need. It will give you the energy you need, the stamina you need, and the focus you need, and clear the fog from your brain.
Hey, let me read this part. Why drinkact.com instead of others? Why join the ACT team? Partner with a stable 10-year-old family-owned and operated industry-leading company that has had over $200 million in gross sales and has paid out over $100 million in cash commissions to date. We know that's true, don't we, JR?
Sure do.
Because some of that's come to us. Anyhow, highly qualified and experienced management team, state-of-the-art computer systems committed to long-term growth, a loyal product consumer base, explosive market growth, international markets. What makes ACT products unique? 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee, track record of success stories, extensive product research and development, highly consumable product line. The compensation is lucrative and fun, too. A lucrative, simple-to-understand compensation plan, retail profit potential, very rewarding commission payout, no breakaways and no front unloading. For people who don't know what that means, doesn't matter. But I want to tell you, I talked to the boss week before last, and I said, don't tell me who, but tell me what the amount of money that the highest-paid distributor in this company is making right now this minute. And what do you think the answer was?
How long has this distributor been with the company?
About a year and a half, I think. 2 years. 2 years, okay.
I think it's 22 months.
22 months? Okay, yeah. So not quite 2 years yet.
Yep.
And the answer to that question was $37,000 per week, okay? Now, there is a cap. There is a cap on this. The most you can earn before you hit a brick wall is $50,000 a week. But that's not so bad. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, is it? I mean, I wouldn't mind having $50,000 a week and having to start another position.
If you watch the sales and the ads and cut coupons, might be able to get away with it.
Well, $50,000 a week. Well, what happens if you exceed that? Then
you don't get that. The company keeps that. But I guess you could start another position and start all over again, and then keep your $50,000 a week thing going. Listen, We could get into trouble here if I didn't qualify my statements here.
Yeah.
That these results are not typical, and very few. I know of only one person who's doing that, and I didn't ask who the next highest paid person is, but my guess is that it's not too much behind. Now, if you want to start your own healthy energy drink business, this is MZ writing this. I'm not reading something in a brochure. I wrote this morning when I couldn't sleep. Okay, if you want to start your own healthy energy drink distribution business, it's easy and fairly straightforward. First, you will need to sign up to receive your own ID number, password, and free website. The sign up is also free. You must provide the standard stuff, for example, name, address, telephones, home phone, fax phone, cell phone, email, and social security number or tax ID number if you're going to do this as a business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can use your social security number mm-hmm. and just be a sole proprietor business.
Right.
But you have to provide that, and yeah. some people are nervous about that. And if they're nervous about that, then they can't do the business because they got to provide a social security number. Why? Not because we're going to run off and do an identity theft, but because the company needs to be able to 1099 you at the end of the year.
Right.
You know, this is necessary for the 1099. That will be issued if applicable. So email that info, your name, address, phone numbers, fax, if you have one, email address, and social security number or tax ID number. You can email it to me, mz@ksco.com, or fax it to me at my
And you'll sign us fax. Up?
Yeah, I'll sign you up for free. And then you'll be put in the system, and we'll start having these meetings. Now, we're not going to have all the meetings on the radio.
You'll set up our website?
Because that'll be obnoxious, and we'll start losing all our audience here, a lot of it. We don't want to do that. We did it this time because I figured it was a pretty efficient way to use the time, and then we're going to post this on the web so that people can listen on demand.
Right.
Who are interested.
Right.
Okay. Now.
See, when will people be able to do this?
Right now. Right now. Send me the information right now, and as soon as we can sign new people up, which I believe will be this week, and if I'm wrong, then it'll be next week. And if I'm wrong,
and then
I'm not going to say it. Then you will automatically be in the system. You can buy the drink at wholesale.
You'll send me my ID number, my password, and my free website
yes,
address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So once you sign up, then what do? Next, it's real simple. Make up your mind to commit. You don't have to do this, but if you're serious about doing the business and not just being able to buy the product wholesale, make up your mind to commit to purchase $60 to $100 per month
mm-hmm.
of the product
mm-hmm.
for a 6 month to 1 year period, and to find two others to do the same.
Right.
How hard can that be?
Well, it's easy.
That can't be too hard.
I sell people on things I use all the time.
Have the others repeat this process and try to sign up gyms, radio, you know, exercise
yeah.
gyms. Radio stations, convenience stores, or any business that's likely to move lots of product. If you duplicate this simple process and are careful to balance your right and left leg sales volume to the best you can, and I'll explain that later.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to have to explain it. It's not hard. It sounds complicated.
This is a wonderful
now.
Graph you did here.
I'm really proud of myself because, you know, when I no one's ever done this before. You look at all this stuff on the web and you say, oh,
I'm a very visual person, and so this helps me so much to
understand. Everything you need to know is on this one sheet of paper.
You're going to have to put a PDF on the website.
I did.
You put it on a PDF.
It's at ksco.com. Anybody who's listening can log on to ksco.com now and forever. Well, I mean, for right now.
This is excellent.
It's the first thing you see mm-hmm. is this little green shield that says, click here to download this one-page full explanation of the compensation plan and what you need to do.
What to do to change
okay?
your life.
To change your life, exactly. So if you're careful to balance your right and left leg sales volume to the best you can, you will develop a very lucrative business that can be sold as an asset or
it's
willed.
It's always good to balance your left and right leg.
or willed to your heirs. Okay.
Yes. Hey, MZ?
Yeah.
Listen, you mind if I drop off? We're running out of daylight over here on the East Coast.
Oh, my God. JR, thank you so much for staying with us here.
Listen, really, I really enjoyed it, and I hope your audience out there can grasp this because it is It is wonderful.
Listen, we have the most intelligent audience by design because we do not permit stupid people to listen to KSCO.
Well, if we catch them. Talking with you. Nice talking with you, girl. And thank you. Okay?
Thank you so much. It was really wonderful talking with you.
Have a good one, JR.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. J.R. Anglais, Captain J.R. Anglais, an airline pilot who retired to do this business because he loves to help people. He doesn't need the money, believe me. I mean, he doesn't need the money.
Help the people who start their own. And also, you know, this is something that you want to tell your friends about because it's how cool to get, you know, to have an energy drink that's healthy for you.
This comes from the heart. Forget about energy drinks. Forget about nutritional supplements.
But helping your friends get their, you know,
showing them the way to not be a wage slave anymore.
Right.
To be in charge of their own destiny. Long before I ever heard of Dr. Wallach, long before I ever dreamed I would be involved in network marketing or multi-level marketing, I always wanted people to learn the lesson that I learned really early, fortunately early in life, at the age of 21. I've told this story 1,000 times. I'm going to tell it again real quick. I had this job that I loved. I was in charge of producing and hosting a 30-minute nightly news feature program on cable TV. And the boss told me what a great job I did literally every day.
Right.
And one day he called me in and said, "Sit down. This is going to hurt me more than you'll ever know. I got to let you go." "Why? You're always telling me what a good job I'm doing." "It's not my decision. My boss, 3,000 miles away at corporate, said we got to cut back."
Right.
That's no way to live. Mm-mm. You're not in control of your life. But it's not easy to get in control of your life. It's not everybody has the money to start a company and to manufacture things or figure out something from scratch or the skills. But this network marketing, when you have a product such as this drink, products such as these nutritional supplements that are good quality products that work, that people get into the habit of using and get on auto ship so that it comes every month.
Okay.
That's where your commissions come from.
Now, you stopped. You were going through this wonderful document that you put together last night because you're so excited you couldn't sleep. So you put this down on paper, and this is exactly what I needed to see because I'm a visual person, and it was hard to conceptualize the pay structure and how do you make money at this. I mean, you can, if you're buying the product for yourself, that's one thing. If you get a couple of friends, if those friends get other friends, I mean, but how does that pay? And
very simple. I can explain that now. Should I do that or should we? Oh, we have to do some commercials, don't we?
We have about 3.5 minutes of commercials.
Okay, let's do the commercials, then we'll come back.
All right. Okay. This is good.
Stand by.
Attention service businesses. Your customers need to know if you provide quality service. Hi, I'm Robbie Myers from ReferralSantaCruz.com. We screen service businesses for quality, reliability, and trustworthiness so customers don't have to. Find new customers for your service business. Right now, for a very limited time, you can list your business at ReferralSantaCruz.com for 2 months at no charge. Find new customers. List your business today at ReferralSantaCruz.com.
It's the grand opening of Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. Come in today for the grand opening specials. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in stone, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. Are you planning a remodel or a new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom? Then you need to let Santa Cruz Tile and Stone have the opportunity to meet your needs. Listen to this. Through November 21st, all tile and stone purchases are 10% off. At Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, you'll find one of the largest display and showrooms for tile and stone in the area. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And don't forget to bring the kids, as you'll find a playroom to occupy them while you shop. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, conveniently located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, Unit Number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292. That's 421-0292.
The sun sets earlier and the night air becomes colder. It's time again to supplement with extra light and warmth. Hello, Michael Olson here with the Santa Cruz Host Lions Club. The best way to add light and warmth to your winter evenings is with a fresh, ever so fragrant Lions Club Christmas tree. Lion Christmas trees, or Hanukkah bushes as fellow Lion Arnie Levine calls them, will lift the spirits of your family and friends in ways no artificial made-in-China plastic fantastic apparition could ever do. But don't take my word for it. Visit visit the Lions Club Christmas tree lot and see the magnificent Douglas, Grand, and Noble firs for yourself. And for a little extra warmth, know that 100% of the proceeds from your purchase of a lion tree will help your neighbors see and hear, and your youth grow into productive citizens. Pick up the spirits of your family and friends with a Christmas tree from the Santa Cruz Host Lions Club, now located at the Elks Club, Graham Hill and Jewel Street, across from the cemetery in Santa Cruz. Thank you, and happy holidays.
I have good news for all of you who want to have a great smile. Hello, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. I've talked to you many times about how I offer sedation dentistry to take care of complex dental problems. Today, I have good news about how you can achieve a great new smile without having to have your teeth irreversibly reshaped. You may have heard about how porcelain veneers can be placed on worn or discolored teeth to make them look new. However, your teeth had to be subjected to moderate to aggressive grinding in order to make those veneers look natural. Now, we have a new porcelain veneer that is as thin as a contact lens, yet as strong as your natural teeth. This means you can have the brilliant, natural smile you want with little or no grinding, shots, or long sessions in the dental chair. Get the smile you've always wanted with the teeth you've always had. Give my office a call. I'm Dr. Guy Peabody.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and I and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
And we are back in, 15 minutes remain in hour number two of the Saturday special. It's MZ and Martha Montelongo here. We're explaining the compensation plan to you. But, I'm curious. We've never done a Saturday special like this. I don't expect that we have a huge audience because a lot of people just aren't interested in this. When they tune into the Saturday special, they want to be entertained. They don't want to be trained about, a network marketing business. But I'm still very interested, and I would appreciate if people who are listening, even if they don't want to go on the air, to give us a call and at least let me know if there's anybody out there listening who has gone to the website and has downloaded this amazing at-a-glance one-page PDF file here that says it all. If you study this page, you don't even have to study it very long.
No.
Because if you're a KSCO listener, it means you're pretty damned intelligent to begin with.
Right.
You don't have to study it very long, but if you do, you will understand how this business works, and you will understand how much money you can make, and you can think, you can probably realize in your brains how long it'll take you to make this kind of
thing. Well, I got questions for you because you said you were explaining, like, you can only sign up two people directly under you.
It's a binary compensation.
Okay,
plan.
And then
you're going to have to sign up two people.
Right.
And one person is going to be your right leg, one person is going to be your left leg.
Right.
Those people can each sign up two people, and the two people they sign up can only sign up two people. But by the time it gets down maybe 10 levels from you, you're going to have 1,024 people. Just sit down and write it out, or else look at this page.
But how do I keep, like, if I want to go to, different businesses and have them carry it, how do I do that? They buy it from me.
You sign them up. You sign the businesses up. Instead of signing up a person, you sign up a business. And instead of getting the Social Security number for the person, you get the tax ID number for the
business. But then they're not
going to
be under me because I can only do the first two.
No. You sign them up in your right or left leg. They're still under you. They might be 1,000 levels beneath you, but you're still going to get paid your commission.
But I thought I heard on one of these conferences that you couldn't, you don't know who's down the road because the names are kept confidential.
Not true. If everybody that you personally enroll, you will always know. There are going to be people who might be enrolled under you.
So I'm going.
If I enroll you, for example, you haven't signed up yet. If I enroll you today, chances are you will enroll family members or friends or something, to be your two people.
Right.
And they'll start enrolling some people.
Right.
And I will get to the point where I'm enrolling people through the radio station here, through the ads on the radio,
right,
or telling people to go to the website.
Right.
We've got some really good web names like, let's see, drinkactradio.com, drinkacttv.com.
Who has those?
Profit Radio. I got them, but you can get them. Just put on your thinking cap and go to GoDaddy or one of the other registrars and come up with some names, and then you can link it to your free website that the company provides you.
Yeah.
And you see, that's the way you're going to build it. You know, without even using radio and TV.
I got to see how cool that website is. Is it
It really works, and it tells you at any moment in time how much volume you have in your left and in your right leg.
I know. I see we got a caller. I'm really excited to.
We do have a caller. Why, it's Liz in Salinas. Hello, Liz in Salinas. Welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Martha.
Hi. I talked with you yesterday.
Oh, hi.
Trying to write down what you put in, what you said were the ingredients, and I think you said there was fructose and.
I did say there was fructose. Yeah,
it's and maltodextrose.
Maltodextrin.
Okay, well, both of those are sugars, but they're fake sugars.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of damage to our body. The fructose doesn't work with the appetite regulating mechanism like actual sugar does.
Uh huh.
And so. We don't get those insulin spikes. That part's good, but at the same time, it doesn't give us the satiation part.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, it says sugars under sugars total 5 grams. So I guess all sugar is bad, even natural sugars.
Yeah. But
better to have much less of a bad ingredient than more of a bad ingredient. That's the way I look at it.
A lot of people think fructose comes to fruit, but it doesn't. It's actual sugar that goes through a really horrid process.
Uh-huh.
Liz, you know, one of the things when I'm looking at a product that I want to use for myself, I always look at the ingredient list and the order of ingredients, and it starts out, and you know, those are at the very bottom, but also as Michael points out, it's only 5 grams total. But if you look at the other ingredients, I mean, the ingredients that are listed first are your dietary fiber, your guana, your juice extracts, the Panax ginseng. So the other is minimal. I mean, I'm pretty good. I look fabulous for my age. I think no one would know how old I was. They always think I'm 10 or 15 years younger. I'm pretty good about taking care of myself, and I appreciate what the point that you're making, but it's such a small amount for. I mean, I do more damage to my body drinking my 2 cups of coffee because
Liz,
my cups are huge.
But Liz, we got to respect you if you have a problem with the ingredients and can't get behind it.
Yeah.
No, that's not necessarily my problem, but I've been reading more and more about sugar and what it does do to our body, even the fake ones. And
yeah, I don't understand why they have any sugar at all in this, but I guess there's sugar in cherry, pineapple, and mango and orange. And they have that for the flavor, so I guess they're going to get a little bit of sugar in there, not to mention the little bit of sugar that you get from the...
So is this through Dr. Wallach's organization?
Well, it is not Dr. Well, it is now because Dr. Wallach has acquired the organization. He will not...
He's buying everything.
Yeah, he's buying everything. I mean, he
smart man.
He swore to be bigger than Amway, and when I first heard him say that, I said, that's a pretty tall order, you know.
Well, yeah.
But you know what? If anybody can do it, he can. But he's going to be in the background for this energy drink thing. He just owns it. If you listen to the Dead Doctor Show, I mean, he uses every opportunity to pitch it now because he's a born salesman. But
unfortunately, it's right while I'm working, and being a second grade teacher, I can't quite say, let's turn the radio and listen to it.
No, but you know what? You don't need to listen to Doctor. That's the wonderful thing about this particular drink, because you don't need Dr. Wallach on the radio for an hour a day educating you about this.
Uh-huh.
It's real simple. It's a healthy energy drink.
Right.
It's healthier than the rest of the energy drinks. We can promote it in 30 and 60 second spots. We don't need an hour a day.
It's better than this, coffee.
And we can tell people that, hey, what's not only is this better because it's better for you, but the others like Red Bull and Rockstar and Full Throttle and all those other big names, they don't pay you to drink it or to share it with your friends.
Like a lot more sugar and tons of caffeine.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Excess Energy? It's a real popular drink also that's natural.
God, I haven't heard of that, but I guess I have now.
It's not sold on the market, though. It's sold as multi-level marketing also.
Yeah.
are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't wait to tell my twin about this one because she told me about some product. I told her, oh, I got this fabulous drink for you. And she goes, oh, it has guano. She goes, oh, I already know about it. It was going to cost her $150 a month for the one a day that she would need. And I'm going, oh, no. And it comes in a bottle instead of the individual cans, she's a salesperson, very busy traveling all the time. This is so much more convenient, and it's affordable for someone like her to use, and then she's in sales. I trust she's right. going to get everybody in her office using it.
The neat thing that got me into multi-level marketing is because I'm in the radio business, and I started thinking.
It's a natural
when
for
I
you.
Met this Dr. Wallach character, I said, wow. I asked him, I said, can we sign up the radio station as a distributor? And he says, why not? We never have before.
Yeah.
We have lots of distributors who are signed up as DBAs, doing business as. So why the heck not? Just give us your corporate tax ID number instead of your Social Security number.
So do people
and away
pick up their product here from you?
Sure. Sure.
A lot of other multi-levels won't let you sign up companies. It has to be your
own. Sign up entire companies. You could sign up a football team or something. You know, one good sign up, just thinking out of the box, one good sign up, signing up another company that comes under this company, for example, can set you up for life. It's amazing.
Liz, were you listening when I first came on to the program?
Yes.
Do you notice a difference in my energy level? I mean, I am amazed. I came in here, I was so exhausted because I've had insomnia, I was telling Michael, for days. And I had one of these this morning just when I came in. I mean, as soon as we went on the air. And it took a while, but I feel awesome.
Prospective distributors, potential distributors are literally all around you. You'll find them among the people you know, such as your friends and relatives. You'll also find potential distributors among your customers if you're in business. Use the following categories to develop your initial prospect list. Remember, all of these people know others who may be interested also in your opportunity. Optometrists, ophthalmologists, psychiatrists, psychologists, dentists, orthodontists, architects, nurses, bowling club, teammates, fitness center, tennis partners, racquetball partners. Former work contacts,
who doesn't want
social contacts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brown. You could set up, fundraisers. Everybody needs to raise or get funds for their organization, your church group or something to raise funds.
This will be one of our staples. You know, it's like one of those you keep in the pantry.
Liz, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Here's Jan in San Lorenzo Valley. You're on, Jan.
Hi there, and Martha.
Hi.
I'd say that you guys are the best advertisement for this product because when you first started out, you were both kind of tired.
I know, I was.
probably like you say, you're thinking foggy, and
because
they're just rapid firing right now. So.
It's amazing.
Yeah, sounds like a good product.
Housewives was
there. And you guys are proving it.
Landlords, college
Thank
students.
Thank you for noticing. And no, it really is great. I wanted to try it.
College students who need extra money.
I want to believe in a product that I can market. I cannot
retired
sell a product
people.
I don't believe in.
Jan, may I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Are you retired?
Yes.
Retired people who want to stay active.
So do
you? This will keep you more active than listening to talk radio.
Jan, do you sell this product already? Are you?
No, I'm thinking about maybe getting into it.
Members of a neighborhood watch club. Anyhow, if anybody wants to try this, I'm going to be here at the radio station for about a half hour after 12 noon.
Right.
And if you want to come down, I will give you your own free pouch.
Ooh, how exciting.
Your own free pouch. You won't even have to pay.
I am so sold on this.
The wholesale price is $1. The retail price is $2.49.
I'm excited about this because I know, because like you said, everybody wants energy. I know I love my family. They all need this. Everyone wants this.
Can I jump in here?
You think I'm not listening to either of you. Because I have this extra energy, I'm listening. I'm multi-aural faceted. And I'm going to say this. If for the first 250 people who come to KSCO, now I don't have that many pouches, but nor do I have that many meatballs. Okay, for the first 30 people for sure, and maybe as many as 50, who come to stop by KSCO to get their free their free sample of package, they'll take it home, they'll put it in water, and they'll tell us how and then I guarantee you'll send me an email saying, sign me up.
I just want to mention
I will
that.
Give them my special
fatigue.
Nunna meatballs also, because I brought them to the...
She wants to tell us about her chronic pain.
I've had chronic fatigue and other people out there, so energy and good energy is a really important product.
It's very smooth. I don't have the jitteriness, but I have the alertness. I feel energized. I don't have that, the jittery buzz that you get from the caffeine, which
nervous
is
legs. Like you're
it's a byproduct that you have to contend with to get the energy thrust that you get from the caffeine. I don't have that, but I feel really alert and energized. It's really nice. It's great. It's very smooth. So I'm very excited about it.
And this is not phony.
No, well,
you guys are attesting to that. You're right there on the air.
I've read about the energy drinks.
Were you ready to fall asleep during the first hour listening to me, Jan?
Well, it was kind of slow, and I was waking up, so it worked out good because I was moving kind of slow, too.
Okay. Well, we got less than a minute left, so I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank Martha for calling.
For coming in.
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
I want to thank you, Dave. And thank you, Donald, for showing up for your show that's going to be next, The Perspective. I think I've seen the man himself, Tom Quinn, out there. I haven't seen him in ages. And Donald Davidson. So that's great. So there's a lot more ahead here with this fun business. We won't once in a while we'll touch on it on a Saturday special, but we're not going to take up whole programs like we have today. You'll be hearing a bunch of commercials and things because we can get a lot out in a commercial that we can't get out with the other business.
It's a win-win situation.
It certainly is. Martha Montelongo, great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Happy,
it's been
happy
fun.
Happy rest of the holiday for you here.
I'm having a great time.
And here we go.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, Fox News, 12 News.
Whipping another wildfire out of control in Malibu. With a red flag alert in effect since yesterday afternoon, authorities got ready. Daniel Berlant with California's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
We pre-positioned hundreds of additional firefighters, fire engines, and aircraft in Southern California, knowing that the potential for new wildfires was greatly increased due to this upcoming Santa Ana wind event. So we were prepared with our resources.
The fire already burning 2,200 acres, destroying at least 35 homes. Hundreds evacuated with 15 minutes notice early this morning.
It is his hope that when we control this fire, those residents can go right back to their home as quickly as possible. That is one of our top priorities.
L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, another smaller fire now burning in Ramona, California. A key supporter of the president's Iraq war strategy loses his job.
A few moments ago, I telephoned Mr. Kevin Rudd, and I congratulated him and the Australian Labor Party on a very emphatic victory.
Australia's Prime Minister John Howard conceding defeat, his opposition promising to pull Australia's 550 combat troops out of Iraq. President Bush calling both men to wish them well, praising Howard for his help in fighting the war on terror. The president thanking members of the military in his weekly radio address.
We're grateful to all our men and women in uniform who are spending this holiday weekend far from their families.
Criticizing the president's Iraq war policy, retired Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez in the Democrats' radio response.
The ability of our military to fully execute our national security strategy will be called into doubt, producing what is, in my judgment, unacceptable strategic risk.
And chemicals on board a freight train in Baltimore posing a risk to the public. The area evacuated. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
In the Fox Light.
A cross-dressing Scientologist leads off this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup. John Travolta dons a fat suit and some fake mammaries to play the mother of a big-boned girl with big dreams of dancing on TV in Hairspray. The John Waters story that went from film to stage and back features newcomer Nikki Blonsky, along with stalwarts Queen Latifah, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Christopher Walken. Live Free or Die Hard made the fourth time a charm for Bruce Willis. Back once more as John McClane, the only man who could save the world again, this time from new school terrorists trying to lock down the country via computer virus. And Tim Allen is playing Santa again, this time battling Martin Short as Jack Frost to get back the gig he finally found a way to give up in the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. Expect lots of bad puns a la Dr. Freeze in Batman and Robin, like Cool It or Chill Out. In New York, Rob Moore of Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk. Back home in Aruba, the third suspect in the 2005 Natalie Holloway disappearance, Joran Vandersloot. New evidence in the case resulting in his rearrest. Deepak and Satish Kalpo also in custody again. Terrorists striking in Pakistan as another opposition leader returns to the country.
Two suicide car bombers left at least 15 people dead in Rawalpindi next to Islamabad, home to the Pakistan military. One rammed a bus of security personnel, another blew up at the main entrance to the military headquarters here. This on the eve of the expected return of former Prime Minister and Musharraf-foe Nawaz Sharif. Musharraf is said to be sworn in as civilian president this week in Islamabad, Pakistan. Greg Balcott, Fox News Radio.
A Saturday morning spacewalk. Two astronauts wiring up that new room on the International Space Station. The compartment called Harmony now up and running, even the computers. A reality star getting a little too real with her man.
She got the final rose on the reality show The Bachelor, but now Mary Delgado's got a police record. According to police in Seminole, Florida, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleader was taken into custody early Wednesday on a battery charge for punching the man she lives with in the mouth and was under the influence of alcohol at the time. Delgado received a proposal on the show in 2004 from professional bass fisherman Byron Velvick, and though the police report doesn't name Delgado's fiance, it does say the pair has lived as a family for the last 3 years. Marjay Tashina, Fox News Radio.
Delgado and Velvick trotted out Tuesday along with Trista and Ryan as the Bachelor series' only success stories in this week's After the Final Rose program. In the latest finale, Bachelor Brad Womack of Texas picked nobody Monday night. And another reality show romance bites the dust. Wrestler Hulk Hogan's wife Linda has filed for divorce. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, November 24th, 2007. And today you can expect sunny to partly cloudy conditions with highs around 70 degrees, that is. Winds should be light and variable. Tonight you can expect partly cloudy conditions with lows around 40 degrees. And tomorrow you can expect a mixture of sun and clouds, highs around 66 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows around 40 degrees. Today's Monterey Bay boaters forecast, east winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves up to 1 foot and a northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 12 seconds. Outside the studios, it is now 58 degrees. The time is 12:06 and it's time for perspectives right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.